May is Arthritis Awareness Month, a time to recognize and support the more than 50 million Americans living with this chronic condition. Arthritis affects people of all ages, not just seniors, and can cause pain, stiffness, and limited mobility that impacts everyday life. It's also the number one cause of disability in the United States. We talk about research, fundraising, and living with a sometimes challenging condition. And we may not think about it too much, but our fashion and clothing choices have an impact on our environment. That's where Project Rewear comes in. It's a sustainability-driven initiative that encourages people to give new life to gently used clothing. It's fashion with a purpose and a simple way to make a difference every day, fight waste, and promote eco-conscious choices in fashion. We'll take a look. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. This is Fox 11 News In Depth, and this is Arthritis Awareness Month, a time to focus on a condition that affects one in four adults in the United States. Arthritis isn't just one disease. It's a broad term that includes more than 100 different ones, from osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis to psoriatic arthritis and juvenile arthritis. It affects people of all ages and backgrounds, and for many, it means daily pain, limited mobility, and major impacts on work, family, and quality of life. Joining us right now to talk about what we're talking about, which is arthritis, is Vicky Fung. Vicky is the Senior Vice President of Mission and Strategic Initiatives at the Arthritis Foundation. Good to see you, Vicky. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Hal.
One of the things that sort of surprised me was, you know, arthritis is said to be the leading cause of disability in the United States. That's right?
It is right. And I think that there's a common misconception that arthritis is maybe just an older person's disease. But like you started out the segment, one in four adults are diagnosed with some form of arthritis in the U.S. and even kids get arthritis. And it can be very debilitating. It could lead to chronic pain and joint damage, even permanent disability. So we always want people to get that early diagnosis and get diagnosed with the type of arthritis you have so you can really get on to treating that arthritis disease.
It seems like not too many people really understand these different types of arthritis. Can you tell us what they are and explain?
Yeah, so just like you mentioned, there's over 100 different kinds of arthritis and rheumatic diseases. So the most common form is osteoarthritis, and that's kind of a general wear and tear in the joint over time, and even some inflammation. And so that is one form of arthritis, the most common. But rheumatoid arthritis is what we consider systemic. So it's all throughout your body, swelling joints all throughout your body. It's in your immune system. So you can see it's a very different kind of arthritis and requires different treatment as well. And so we have a number of different kinds of arthritis, and going to a rheumatologist is the best way to figure out what kind you have.
Well, what are the biggest challenges currently facing people who live with arthritis, and how does your foundation help in addressing them?
Right. No, that's such a great question. As you mentioned, arthritis can be really debilitating. It can lead to lost work days. It can lead to disability. And so people who are struggling with arthritis, they actually need a lot of support. And so I always encourage people, go to our website at arthritis.org. Whether you're newly diagnosed or have had arthritis for many, many years, we have lots of information for you. It's all free. You can download ebooks and webinars and podcasts. If you're looking for nutrition tips or stress management or how to manage arthritis pain, it's all there. I do want to make a plug that we have a fantastic helpline. So if you're looking for something, more information to help yourself, we have fantastic trained specialists that can help you at 1-800-283-7800. And they can really kind of do a deeper dive with you.
Well, we talk about the idea that this can be a debilitating and very painful sort of disease to have to deal with. So what are some of the best ways of managing it?
Right. Well, we always say taking a holistic view. So for sure, eating right, getting enough sleep, doing safe exercises. A lot of people also kind of just find their own ways to individualize and personalize what works for them. So sometimes hot compresses or cold compresses can help with stiff joints. Medication certainly is part of it. And we say always get out there and do a little bit of movement to keep your body lubricated and moving. So those are just some of the things. And also on our website, we have a lot on just nutrition tips and kind of alternative therapies. And so it's just, again, go to our website and there's a lot of great resources there.
Well, let's talk about therapies. I mean, do you have any new treatments you're hearing about, breakthroughs, pioneering research?
Yeah, we're really excited and just proud of our investment into research. Right now, there are many biologics that are there for people with kind of systemic forms of arthritis. However, we still have a lot of work to do. For example, 1 in 5 people with rheumatoid arthritis, they still don't respond to any of the treatments on the market. For osteoarthritis, I talked about earlier, it's the most common form. There is no pharmacologic agent on the market right now that can either slow down or prevent the disease. So they're really just meant to, help with the conditions and just the symptoms of the condition. So we have a lot more out there to do, but there's a lot of great research that's looking to figure these things out. And so we're always appreciative of every donor dollar that we can use to invest in our research.
All right, well, let's talk about how people can help you. Organizations, communities, how can they best support the mission of the Arthritis Foundation?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. There's so many different ways. If you're someone with a little bit of time on your hands and love to volunteer, we certainly can use you to help us with events, with our programs. There's wonderful community events that are near you, such as our Walk to Cure Arthritis. We have galas. We have a Jingle Bell Run, and so those are wonderful ways to get together in the community. And then if you have more resources and are able to donate, certainly you can go to arthritis.org and donate, and every dollar of your funds goes directly into our mission, our research, and all of those great initiatives are going to help people with arthritis.
All right, Vicky Fung, thanks so much for joining us. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we'll talk about an amazing fundraiser that takes place every year along the coast of California. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. Arthritis is a chronic condition, but it can be managed. Also, it can be very, very life-changing. Coping with the disease, of course, depends upon the individual, but we can get a sense of what it really means to manage this condition, not just medically, but emotionally and practically. Dennis Ehling is chair of the Arthritis Foundation's board of directors. He's been a supporter for nearly 20 years, has a very personal connection as well. His wife is living with arthritis. So, Dennis, good to see you. And how did you get involved with the Arthritis Foundation?
Hi, Hal. It's good to see you. So I got involved, as you say, just about 20 years ago. I joined actually a bike ride. We do a charity ride from San Francisco to LA every year that the Foundation supports. We call it the California Coast Classic. We start in San Francisco and come down all the way down the coast in 8 days each September. So I had started doing that, and after I had done it a few years, I was learning about the disease, learning about what was going on, the patients, how it affected the patients, and the kids. I had no idea that kids get arthritis, but we have 300,000 kids across the country who have arthritis, some of whom can be confined to bed, confined to wheelchairs without proper medication. And so it was eye-opening to me. And after I'd done the ride probably 2 or 3 times, I raised my hand. I said I wanted to be more involved.
Were you married at the time that you got involved?
I was married at the time. And my wife was very supportive. At the time, she had no particular tie to the Arthritis Foundation herself, no tie to the disease. After I'd done the ride a couple times, she told me, buy a bike, you're having too much fun without me. And about 3 years after that, she, out of the blue, was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So suddenly it became, really deeply personal for both of us. But you know, I we were in the right place at the right time, and I guess Providence put us here.
Yeah, hopefully this isn't too personal, but what kind of treatment does she take, and how has she adapted to this?
Oh, her treatment can be, well, it's varied over the years. She went from starting off with just taking a few anti-inflammatory drugs, including one known as methotrexate, which is a very common drug for, it's actually a chemotherapy drug. And a lot of patients end up being on methotrexate. And then she moved on to the biologics after those initial medications weren't doing enough. So she had biologics she would have to self-inject on a weekly basis. That was a learning experience. I only helped her with it once, to be honest. I couldn't even do it to her. I just it hurt my heart really to be doing it. But she
What
was
was
very.
it? Wait a minute. What was it that hurt your heart?
Well, to actually go to your spouse and say, here, I'm gonna inject you. You know, I find a spot in your stomach and inject you, and knowing that you know giving her that medication hurt a little. You know, I mean, it stung. And we see that. You know, we see that. I've witnessed with parents having to do it with their children. You know, some of these medications, unfortunately, can, you know, the first 15 minutes can be kind of stingy, can be actually in some cases can be really painful. Then it goes that goes away. But for some of our young people, it can be a real challenge.
How has it affected you, your wife, everyday life?
You know, I mean, I think that the biggest thing is the unpredictability. Arthritis has a tendency to come and go. It particularly if you've got something like one of our rheumatic forms, rheumatoid or psoriatic, or one of those, it can flare on a given day out of the blue. No one really can predict it, and so you know you'll wake up one morning or be sitting around the dinner table one evening, and all of a sudden it'll start to flare. In my wife's case, we'll see it that her hands will suddenly swell up, really out of nowhere. Truly out of nowhere, and all of a sudden they swell up and they're very, very painful. Her entire arm starts to get burning hot. And then, you know, in a good situation, it'll go away in 3 or 4 days. In a bad situation, it can remain and really limit her. Or she, you know, and I mentioned she's a cyclist as well. It can make it impossible for her to be on the bike just because she can't stand the discomfort. So, you know, and the unpredictability of that, you know, it could come out of nowhere, disrupt your plans, and you really never know when it's gonna stay or when it's gonna go.
Let's talk again about the bike ride that you mentioned earlier. And
Absolutely, I
yeah,
could
I
do
mean,
that all day.
there's a ride coming up in September, right?
September 6th through 13th, we'll be starting up in San Francisco on the 6th. This is our 20th anniversary. Excuse me, our 25th anniversary. It's my 20th ride in a row. It's our 25th anniversary, and you see it, the picture here on the screen. It's truly a life-changing experience. You've never seen the coast quite the same as when you're on a bike. You may start not knowing all these people. In fact, quite likely you won't know a whole lot of other people on it. But by the time you get to the end, you will have some of your life, really life-changing best friends, because it's a tremendous experience to go down the coast together 8 days. We joke a little. It's a day camp for adults, summer camp for adults. And it's work. You know, you don't get down without pedaling. But it's also just such a fantastic experience. And you see a number of the pictures here on the screen, and just those incredible views. There's really nothing like it.
I'm sure all of that is true, and I'm sure that you make a lot of new friends along the ride, and also there are people watching who might want to get involved that have never been involved. How do they do that?
Absolutely. So, very simply, you can go to californiacoastclassic.org and sign up. It's an easy sign up. It's a fully supported ride. That's one of the things that's really important to know. Your job is to pedal. We get your luggage down from stop to stop for you. We provide breakfast for you every morning. There's fabulous catered breakfast and catered dinner for you every evening. And then rest stops along the way where you can get nutrients and fluids. If you have trouble along the way, we've got mechanics. Your job is to pedal. Our job is to take care of everything else.
Sounds like a vacation, right?
It's worth it. It's a vacation for me every year.
I bet it is. We have to wrap this segment, but Dennis Ehling, I can't thank you enough, and have a good ride in September. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, you love fashion, but hate waste? Well, so do two local moms. They founded a boutique that would allow them to mix style, sustainability, and community to keep textiles out of landfills. And they've got big goals for this year. We'll be right back and we'll talk to them. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. The availability of fast and cheap fashion from places like Temu and Shein has created a glut of nearly disposable clothing. More than 92 million tons of textile waste is generated globally every year. That's an amazing number, and that's enough to fill a garbage truck every second. But our next guests are determined to change all of that. Kimberly Lau and Linda Young are founders of Project Rewear. They have a boutique in Thousand Oaks with a unique mission. Welcome to both of you. And let's start off with Kim. Kim, let me ask you a little bit first about what is Project Rewear?
Yeah, Project Rewear really was formed from two moms with a shared mission to reduce waste. Basically, we both have kids, and our kids, all we could do is see clothing that was barely worn, new with tags, and still ending up in the landfill. And so we decided to do something about it, and we created Project Rewear.
When did you do that?
December of last year.
So
I bought 30,000 items.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We purchased over 30,000 items personally across the nation from secondhand clothing stores.
That's extraordinary. Linda, so you have this boutique in Thousand Oaks. How's it different from a thrift store?
It's really kind of bridging that gap between people that don't necessarily like to thrift, people that might be looking to get into thrifting to save money. We're very affordable. We're all about sustainability, and we're all about saving items from the landfill. So it really just bridges that gap for people that, you know, there's still kind of a stigma with thrifting. Yeah. So we're really trying to change that mindset.
Yeah,
You mentioned the thing about going out and finding clothing and buying it and bringing it in. What are other ways that you get clothing for the store?
That's actually the only way. We are having such a good response to the store that people are offering to donate to us, but it's really not the big part of our mission. The big part of our mission is to save as much as we can, buy as much as we can, pay, and just save as much as we can. Yeah. So the mission is big for us, and it's just something we're trying to change.
Kim, I understand you have a rack where people can leave a garment and take a garment. How does that work?
Yeah, so when I walk along with my boys in the neighborhood, and you'd see those book racks where you take one, leave one. So really what we decided to do is kind of incorporate that into our store. So it's a free community take one, leave one rack, where basically as long as it's something that you would maybe give your friend, then you can come in and it's completely free.
You know, people that I've known, like you, when they get hold of an issue, they become extremely passionate about it. Well, what's your level of passion on this, Linda?
Oh, gosh.
Off the charts.
Yes.
We're off both so passionate. It's not like a job for us. It's like something we want to do. It's something we want to change. We want to change the way people shop in the world and how they think about when they're actually shopping, thinking about it first, mm-hmm. and then saving items from those landfills.
Yeah. And Kim, what is the LA Strong program?
Yeah, the LA Strong, again, another passion, was always about making a difference. And obviously, we're not that far from where the fires were, both in Palisades and in Altadena. Yeah. And so what we decided to do was still stick with our mission, which was still pre-lev clothes. So we just put, we designed a logo, put it on it, and 100% of the profits get donated to three charities that are focused towards helping.
That's good to hear. I guess, you know, I'm wondering, I hear you have this ambitious goal for this year. What is it?
So when I learned about fast fashion, trendy, disposable, affordable clothing, I didn't know it, honestly, 2 years ago when I learned about it. I also learned that every second a garbage truck of clothing takes textile waste to the landfill, gets incinerated, or sent overseas. So when I learned that, we decided that we were going to weigh every single item and track real impact in the store and potential, and eventually online when we're doing an expansion. So we weigh every single item and track it. And after 5 months, we're over 1,100 pounds that we've saved from the landfill.
That's remarkable.
And our goal is to get to 8,000.
That issue of one dump truck every minute.
Every second.
Head exploding.
I know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this 2 years ago, but when I started, and I sometimes even talk fast because I'm so passionate about it, and so is she.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, I guess that, you know, this is a passion. You've got the one store in Thousand Oaks. Are you passionate enough to try to expand?
Yeah, we're already expanding. So we have an online store presence coming in the next couple of months. So that'll be something to look out for, projectrewear.com. We're obviously on Instagram as well, but we're really passionate about expanding and getting this out into the world, not just Thousand Oaks.
You know, I love hearing this passion because people, like I said, people I've known who have started organizations, they sound like you and they're very successful in what they do. And so I'm wishing you the best in your effort and keep us posted. Let us know exactly how this goes in your expansion. And thanks so much for being with us, Kimberly Lau and Linda Young. Really
Thank
appreciate
you, Hal.
It.
Thanks for having us.
We're very appreciative. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Thank you very much. Coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, we'll have a lot more. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. And as we leave you, take a look at a gallery in Scottsdale, Arizona, with another way to recycle textiles as art. See you next time.